You are now tuned in to the Rich Dream Show.
Yo, 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 what up, man? This your boy G. This is the Rich Dream Show. I don't know what happened to Rod, man. He was supposed to be on tonight, but I don't know. I guess he had other things to do. But, man, we have this is a special episode, man. We're promoting an event for one of my partners out here in the Dallas area. They have an event, a showcase rather, where there'll be many performances by, you know, rappers, maybe singers. I'm not sure, but it's definitely a lot of the up and coming artists out here in the Dallas area. They'll be doing a showcase called the Cash Bash this Friday. But yeah, man, without further ado, let me bring on the two guys who actually are throwing the event. we have my guy Sci-Fi. Bring Sci-Fi in for me, producer. What up, what up, what up, what up?
What's good, what's good?
What's going down, what's going down? Let me bring in the other dude real quick, who we got. You know, he's also sponsoring and throwing the event as well, and will be performing, as well as Sci-Fi. Sci-Fi will be performing too. Bring on my guy Smoke Dog, man, a.k.a. Rod. Yeah. What's up, bro?
Yes. I know y'all might have thought you hating ass niggers might have thought it was over.
But we still in your thing. Stop playing with me. What's going down, fellas? What's up? What's up?
Man, just living, you know. Cash Bash 2 Friday.
Tell
them. You know, we getting ready. We almost there, man, you know. So yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me on the show. So.
Anytime.
It's an honor and a privilege, man.
Anytime, man. Smoke, what you just getting off the road, huh?
Man. Just got in by the skin of my teeth. I appreciate y'all for waiting on me, man.
We almost started without you, man. Man, so
I hemmed up by them boys, man.
Now check this out, man. I just started knowing maybe what 2-3 years ago about you niggas rapping. I didn't know none of this. Like,
yeah,
y'all gotta tell me when y'all started rapping and like started actually taking it serious. When did this happen? And Rod, nigga, me and you, we goddamn roommated together, nigga. I ain't know nothing about no rapper. Come on, man. You gotta let me know when you started. When y'all started this
stuff. If you gonna say taking it serious,
okay.
I guess you can say 2021. That's when I dropped my first EP.
Okay.
But I've been rapping since I was a kid. I've been freestyling since I think the first time I remember legitimately saying something and like people vibing to it. It's like 03.
When I was a kid.
I think I was like 8 years old. And it was just like some back of the class type of stuff. And,
right.
And then, you know, it was just like the thing where you get hello. In and then next thing, you know, you hear people go, oh.
Was that the H-Town flow? In 03, was that the H-Town flow?
You know, you got to be on some, man.
It came down.
Everybody's coming down, man.
Yeah, man. Nah, I remember like that. I never could freestyle though, you know. But I remember the H-Town flow everybody had out there, man. What about you though, Sci-Fi? When you started?
Well, for me, man, really, I started. I would say kind of in college, but it was mostly just freestyle. Like me and my roommate, you know what I'm saying, we just throw on the beat. You know what I'm saying, we just sit there, we freestyle for hours, man. Like literally anything, like. I remember one time we ain't had no cable yet.
Okay.
All we had was the internet. We were sitting there playing 2K. And you know how when you're in the menu for 2K, they be having a different little music, man. And it'd be all type of stuff. So we'd sit there freestyle to the 2K menu music, man. But I would say I started taking it serious probably about 2019, 2020.
Okay.
Really, I would say it's kind of when I actually started like recording. Mm-hmm. I think 2020 is when I dropped, 2021 is when I kind of had dropped my first little piece. So I would say 2020, 2021 kind of sort of is when I really started taking it serious. But I always just did it really to have fun, and really I just kind of make music for myself to listen to. But
right, yeah. Nah, for sure, man. Might as well try to monetize that shit.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah, man. So what? So in putting out y'all first projects, you know, that you actually put on iTunes and all of this, like, what was the process behind that? Like, and how long did it take? Let the sci-fi go first this time.
Man, that's, with me, like, the thing was, like I said, I never really took it serious. So I would just go in and I'd make, like, you know, make a song or make two songs. And then after a while, like, I came back and,
like, damn, I got a whole album.
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of songs. And I was like, well, man, you know, I keep listening to them. So let me go ahead and just kind of throw something together. So I just kind of sat through and listened to what I thought kind of fit together and kind of vibe together that was kind of me. That didn't really sound like everybody else, you know, when you first start trying to find your own little sound. But yeah, just kind of sitting there and listening to everything in the vault. I learned, you know, once you, because everything you make, you don't put out, you know.
Of course.
It's kind
of
like taking pictures, you know. You don't show everything you take, right. You know. So you got to find what sound good, you know, what sound good to yourself and what you think the people really going to like. And kind of just go off the feel of it for me.
Nah, no doubt.
Yeah, got the little accountant. Jumped
no
in
doubt.
There.
No doubt. What about you? What about you, Smoke?
Yeah, man. Really, my process since I've done my first project is really just going in there, kind of seeing what my vibe is. You know, Stack and Save. I've been with them since they first opened up. So I was really just blessed to be having that open time where the boy Eddie Hahn, the Don, who is master producer, master promoter.
Everything.
He really worked, put in that work for the Stack and Save.
Right.
So I was blessed to just have him, you know, play me beats. I was able to get, you know, just kind of get comfortable, really just trying to find out kind of what I want my sound to be is really what I was doing for the first time. Because really, I put out my first, like, little mixtape or whatever on SoundCloud in 2012, and it was called Rich in a Day. And that was just on some me hitting record on my phone while I'm playing beats off YouTube type thing. So
right.
To be able to get in the studio, we got an actual mic and everything. I was just kind of trying to get the feel of it.
Yeah.
I probably recorded, I think, all the summer. I just, you know, my trips back and forth to Dallas, I go in there through a weekend, we'll spend some hours in the set. And like sci-fi say, I have, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, let me see what the reaction will be. You know, it's about that time. We're just putting out, you know, just little snippets of, okay, I might have some music coming to y'all, seeing people give me some likes and like they want to hear it. So put it out there to the world, man.
Okay. Nah, that's what's up, man.
Piggybacking on that, man. I don't mean to cut you off, but shout out my boy Eddie Hahn. You know what I'm saying? He ain't on the show, but definitely one of the big parts of Stack and Save, man. One of the reasons really that I'm even like kind of recording music. So, I mean, it all started, you know what I'm saying, at his baby mama house, man, in the garage. Mm. So that's really where Stack and Save started at, man. So to see where it's grown kind of from there to having our own spot and now we throwing, you know, Cash Bash 2, just the follow-up to the first one, and already the love we getting and the support and the reach, you know. I guess shout out to my boy Eddie, man, because he the glue of this thing, man. He really been out there, hey, putting in the work.
Nah, no doubt, man. For those, you know, those of the listeners that don't know, man, I did like my very first interview for my clothing line drop or whatever. I did it with those guys. Did we lose the file or something?
Yeah,
we lost the file. So it never came out, but we redid another one and I posted a few clips off of that. But man, that was my first time meeting Eddie when we did it the first time at the little studio. And you know, he seemed like a real cool dude. You know, he walk in, I'm like, you know, he like it. You know, what is his ethnicity?
He Hispanic, Honduran. He from Honduran.
Okay, Honduran. I knew he wasn't Caucasian. I was like, yeah, he's from
New Orleans. He got a little too much flavor for that.
Exactly. I already knew. And he hanging with Silas. You know what I'm saying? So, But now, so he from New Orleans though, right? Didn't he live in New Orleans?
Nah, man, he from Honduras. Yeah, oh,
straight up.
I want to say, I thought somebody said New Orleans, maybe.
So Honduras, they little code for they whole Honduras is 504. So him being from the 504 and me being from the 504, that's really that's what it was.
That's live. I ain't know that shit.
I knew something. Yeah. But now, man, he's always been a cool dude, man. Like both of the times that I didn't work with your boys, always seemed like he a positive dude. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I only been around him a couple of times. But he seemed like a positive dude. Shout out Eddie, man. He'll be performing as well, right?
Yes, sir.
He'll be performing as well.
What's good?
Let me get a little bit more backstory in on the Stack and Save. So you say you basically started off in Eddie's garage. Was it whose main idea was it? Was it Eddie's or was it yours? Or?
Man, so this is the wildest part, man. So another member of the team, dude, I used to come back and I used to freestyle with pretty much in the park, man, was my boy Jeff. Jeff is who connected me to Eddie. One day I came back, I was in college. He said, man, I found a studio for us. I'm like, bet. I ain't never been in a studio. I always been recording in the park over beats. So I'm like, it's time. Yeah. So he shoot me the address and I pull up and it's a house. And I'm like,
throw it off a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, you told me we at the studio. Like,
this is the crib.
Like, what's going on? You know, I've been bamboozled. So he's like, nah, man, it's cool. Just come and knock on the door. So I, pull up. Walk up. I'm like, knock on the door. Dude come to the crib. Let me in. Hispanic dude. I'm like, what's good, bro? I'm Eddie. I was like, okay. And went in there, and then Jeff was in there making a beat, and we kind of just sat there and vibe, man. And so we did that for, I'll say, maybe a couple of months, and then Jeff disappeared on us. And then I was like, hey, man, is it cool if I just came through, by myself? And he's like, yeah, man. And literally from there, man, this was, I would say, maybe January, February, March of 2019. And ever since then, me and my boy have been locked in, man.
Yeah.
I remember we was just kind of sitting there one day, and I was like, hey, man, if I was just to open a studio, man, would you come put in with me? Like, you come with your boy? He was like, oh, yeah, man. I would love to just actually be able to, have a spot where I could do this that's not at, baby, because we had baby mama crib in the garage, man. Like, what I'm saying? So, and we recording all hours of the night, And, salute to her because it's strangers running in out your crib all hours of the day, Kids and stuff like that. So, when we've got the opportunity to make a switch, we went ahead, man, and went in. We ain't looked back since.
Okay.
That's what's up.
So, having your own studio, give us, people that don't know, like I always try to give insight on, whether it be the clothing business or the barber business. Give us a little insight on like the struggles of trying to, like you just said, y'all was in, his baby mom's house getting it in all times of the night. Like give us, and then at the same time, trying to be consistent with creating.
So,
with some of the, a little insight on that.
Yeah,
side,
man. People always think, y'all know as business owners, but people always think, having your own business means, I get this money. I get to just kind of be hands off and, okay, every month I'm going to get this money. It's all fine and dandy. But then I'm saying people don't realize how much time you put in, even getting out of there and finding the first place, even our first studio after we left her spot. We called maybe 8, 9, 10 people and we not getting phone calls back and we'll give you a call back and it's, it's 3, 4, 5 days later, we ain't heard nothing and straight voicemails and then finally we get in the spot and AC go out.
Mm.
We was in a little one room, maybe 10 by 10. 15 by 15, something like that, so something small and just AC going out and it's not our building. So, we got to kind of wait on that, trying to deal with clients and, keep them happy, getting different spots, having to deal with actual landlords and contracts and really knowing the legality of it. Because really, if you don't know the business, people will try to take advantage of you.
No doubt.
And that's another thing, like having that knowledge and that education. Like, we've leveled up. This is our, we're on our third studio now. Like I said, we lucky to have, you know, a suite with different producers and stuff like that. But yeah, we started from the garage to one room to, we had a nice location. We thought it was going to be our permanent location.
Yeah.
It was two stories. We had it all decked out. It was the perfect setup.
Yeah.
And landlords end up doing bad business and fumbled the whole bag. It was a lot of situations that we thought that we might not even be able to open. So the even being in the position we in right now, it's like it's a blessing just actually being able to do that.
Yeah,
you know, right. So actually having our new spot and being able to move forward like that. So it's always going to be some setbacks, but it's always a setback for a setup for something better. So I always look at it.
No doubt.
Staying consistent is really the key, because if we wouldn't have stayed consistent and we wouldn't have kept looking and kept trying, this thing probably would have ended. Like I said, with that second studio, long story short, we had a leak with some pipes. They told us we had to turn the power off in the building to fix the leaks in the pipe, which makes no sense to us. What? Next thing you know, they turn off the power. They'll turn off the water. Next thing you know, they tell us, y'all got to get out of there. Take our deposit. Don't give us a notice. Pretty much kicked us out the spot ASAP. So we got to come in there, take all this money that we'd have put into the studio and invest it, gone. Ain't no coming back from that. Find a new spot to continue this momentum. We had, up until now, we was at the biggest point of momentum shift that we ever had. Like, we had all our clients. We were booked for days, like back to back to back.
Yeah.
It was a period of a month and a half to 2 months where people just texting us, calling us, hey, man, you know, when y'all opening up? You know, when y'all getting a new spot? And we lost so many clients and so much business just because negligence on somebody else's part, you know.
Somebody, really,
they fumbled our bag, you know.
Yeah.
But just that staying consistent to really get it back to where we at now, you know, to being even able to throw cash bash too. So
yeah,
I said it's a blessing. You got to roll with the punches,
no doubt, man. Like I tell people all the time, man. Like it might look good, you know, or sound good to say you're a business owner, but just because you're a business owner, first of all, it don't mean that it's a successful business. That don't mean that off the rip. And for two, man, that regular job, that's much easier.
Oh yeah.
As soon as you come up there, you getting paid. You could be using the bathroom, you getting paid. You know, entrepreneurs, you know, business owners, we have to come out here and try and get it every day. And we have setbacks, like you just said, you know. Two of the studios you got kicked out due to somebody else's fault. You know, so that kind of go with the game, man. You know, like I said, just a little bit of advice. Like, these are the type of things you have to do if you want to be a business owner, a successful one, like I said. And you have to stay consistent and roll with the punches. This shit gonna happen. Like, it just happens like that.
Yeah.
But let's go back to Cash Bash One. This is two. That's Friday.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to one, man. So y'all, this is y'all first time performing in front of like anybody besides the crew, right?
Yeah, for me at least.
I guess for myself as well too. Yeah, Eddie's done a lot more shows than me and him. Smoke.
Yeah, Eddie be on that road, man.
Yeah,
Eddie,
man.
Oh, check it out. So of course. I want to know about the experience, first time performing, but like, give us a little insight of leading up to Cash Bash and like, you know, what it took to get that your first showcase done.
Man, so that's an even crazier story, man. Because once again, it's that trial and error, like so much stuff we didn't know going into it that we know now that we're able to throw a much better show, like in terms of promoting it. Like,
at one point, we didn't even know if we was going to get the venue for the first one.
Yeah, we got the venue for the first one the day before. Like,
it was the day, on a Friday, right?
Yeah, it was on. It was on a Friday or a Saturday. I think it was on a Saturday. We got it on a Friday or something like that. Like,
wow.
Yeah. So we had been promoting. You know, we had promoted for maybe like 2 weeks. You know, we thinking, okay, 2 weeks, we good, and we put the address on it the day before. You know, we actually got the venue. We put the address on and stuff like that. Versus now, you know, we've been promoting for at least the last 2 months, and I guess it's been so crazy just seeing the reach and the response that we've
before you get into let's stay on one. How was your experience first time performing in front of
you? Oh, first time performing, man. It was crazy because I ain't never really, you know, did nothing like that before. I mean, I done gave speeches and all of that, man, but it's different, you know, like I said, because most of the time I record my music, it's for me. So I ain't never really did it in front of nobody.
Okay.
Except for maybe somebody that was in the studio, you know, listening when I was recording. But right. It was a crazy feeling, man. You know, I'm a sports dude. So, I mean, kind of gave me that feeling like, you know, performing out there on the field a little bit, you know. So it was a little nerve-wracking at first. I ain't going to lie, you know. But, you know what I'm saying, once you get out there and you start, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, I was good.
Yeah, okay. What about you, Frank?
You had
on the church shoes that night too.
I had to put on the penny loafers. I was putting on the show for the people, man.
The hard toe, man.
It was a surreal thing. Like,
okay,
it wasn't nothing I never even thought or expected myself to even do, but it was a cool thing, and
right.
I was nervous as shit. I ain't gonna lie to you, because it's like, you know, when you supposed to be a rapper or whatever, I feel like there's this expectation of you gotta be so cool, you gotta have everything together, and I'm sitting over here like, man, I'm gonna forget my words. I know I'm gonna forget the words. So it was really just me listening to my songs probably throughout the whole week, just trying to make sure I got my cadences down right and everything. But really, once I got out there, I was like, okay, I really am prepared for this, because not really public speaking to people like that until like in my college years. Like, I took speech class and I had to make presentations for that. And then in my current position at the time, or actually before that, my previous position of selling cars, it's kind of like presenting to people, because you have to really, people come in with their families or whatever, and you have to
sell them on the car,
basically everything. And you know, you up there like putting on a show. So I was just like, let me put myself in that mentality. And then by the time it was, you know, time for them to call my name, I just got that boost of energy. I was hype. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And you say, man, I had my church shoes. I was shined up. Had my chains. I felt clean. You know, I was like, shit.
Man, this nigga real deal. I had some church shoes, man. But that's different, though. That's different. Hey, you don't really see that. Like that
to the people I'm preaching to them. You understand?
I get it now. Yeah, man. I remember, I came out there, checked you out, man. Check both of y'all out.
Shout out to you.
I think, man, like I say, you said you got it last minute. Again, this is a testament to you got to roll with the punches. They got this. They got the venue Thursday or Friday.
Day before.
The next day, they had to do the whole showcase. Only one off of how many weeks of promotion?
Two weeks. Didn't have a DJ. Doors supposed to open at 7. Doors didn't open to about 8:30.
That's nigga shit. You know,
man,
that.
Like,
that's nigga shit. That, you didn't even have to mention that. You could have left that out. We already.
Hey, man,
people would have guessed we ain't start on time.
Cash Bash 2 gonna start up late. Come on, man.
Hey, man. But that's gonna be different. You know what I'm saying? We have equipment set up. Look, we bring over the speakers. We bringing over the speakers 4 hours before we supposed to start.
There you go.
Cash Bash 1, man. It was, you know what I'm saying, like you said, it was trial and error, and it was that rolling with them punches, man.
That's what I was getting to. Sometimes it's trial and error. Same for me especially with my clothing brand. It's like trial and error. Yeah. You're gonna hit and you're gonna miss, but you gotta keep going. You gotta keep pushing. You gotta learn from the mistakes and correct them, you know, as you go forward. So going into Cash Bash 2, what have y'all done different I guess, leading up to this Friday? What have y'all done different?
Oh, man. So, first of all, we got a headlining act. We didn't really have a headlining act last time. Ticket prices, you know what I'm saying? I think we was a little bit higher on our ticket prices last time. So, we kind of, you know what I'm saying, adjusted for the market. And we've already sold out more tickets pre-sale than we even sold maybe half of last time. So, it's like, you know what I'm saying, more marketing. So we've been marketing for at least 2 months now. So the promo has been getting pretty wild. The last promo video we did 15,000 views in a day. You know
what I'm saying?
That's the one that
Eddie got Stone Cold
Stunner, right? Yeah, man. You know what
I'm saying? That was funny, though. You're going to get all the old school rat, like a nigga like me, all the old school wrestling fans with that one for sure.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Getting creative with the promo. Like, pretty much last year, we was just, you know what I'm saying, post a flyer, telling people post your flyer, you know what I'm saying? So getting creative. We got the venue 2 months ago, you know, so venue already been secured, you know. So just learning from the mistakes from last time, you know, where everything is now set up perfectly. It's actually a venue that's set up to hold the event that we have and versus just getting the space to make it work, you know. So proper preparation.
Prevent poor performance.
So as far as Cashbacks too, how y'all boys, like, as far as your performances, you guys individual performances, how do y'all feel about it going into this upcoming performance? How y'all feel about it?
Shit, I'm gonna let Smoke go first, man.
No Smoke, man. What you think, man? You think you prepared, or you feel like you'll be better at it? What you thinking?
Preparation is still in the works. I feel like you never gonna really all the way have it the way you want to, because especially if you want it to be like on some perfectionist type of thing.
Right.
I know I'm gonna be good with my set, because I'm just gonna be performing some stuff off my first EP. I hadn't really released anything new yet, but I've been writing, and I got some stuff that I want to get in and make sure I get out before the end of the year. I'm excited, man. Like I say, just to have the energy to see that we got so many more artists. I just know it's going to be a good vibe. I know it's going to be, you know, it's going to be lit. So I'm ready. I know the corner's going to be turned. Yeah, sure. I'm ready to give the energy to the people.
Okay. What about
you? I'm definitely ready, man. Just because, like, I've put in some different work. I done kind of experimented with some different sounds and stuff, man. And I done actually dropped a little bit of music, more so on SoundCloud, just, you know, different type of audience. But yeah, this one different, man. I done kind of put out some songs that I'm really, really ready to, you know what I'm saying, get out there and do my thing with. So
this one. So what about the performance side? You feel like you learned a little bit
from man, most definitely, man. Having going into one, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, that first one, once you get that first one in, man, you know, it's just it's easier from there, at least in my experience, you know. It's with anything, you know, that first shot, first whatever, you know, once you get that one off, then it's like, all right, like, this is game time. So
okay. No doubt, man. So who's closing the show? Who's closing?
Black Smurf, artist out of Memphis, Tennessee. Black Smurf. Okay. He's real Smurf. Big in the underground scene. We got Guap Lord D and 500 Nesto. Two of the guys in the Dallas scene that's real, real big right now. So we trying to, you know, bring the city together, man, because Dallas got some nice little talent out here, man, and, you know, trying to just bring the people together and let everybody hear, like, what's really going on out here.
No doubt. Nah, that's what you're supposed to do, man. Listen, man, so being that y'all do have a show coming up this Friday, y'all boys feel like practicing? You know, they say practice, you know, makes close to perfect, at least, you know. I don't know. What's up, man? Y'all trying to do some freestyles or what, nigga? Like, what y'all gonna spit or what, man?
I'll give you a couple. I'll give you a couple bars, man.
Give me a beat, producer. Give me one of them all Eminem ass. Challenge these boys, man.
Na 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 I am not no fast rapper. I tell you that for real.
Man, goddamn, Twista, and I don't see how Busta Rhymes. Like, bro, man, I could never even talk that fast.
Right?
Nah, man. Let alone
my
rap,
southern, my southern draw having ass.
Right, I'll be fucking them words up. What? I'll really be fucking words up. I'll really be fucking some words up then. So what y'all, boy, he gonna make y'all go acapella? Do y'all want to go acapella, man?
I will, man. That don't matter.
Or you can throw a beat on your side if you want to do it like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that, I don't know how that's gonna go against her. You know, niggas be having licenses on these beats.
Play it. Okay, yeah, he said be one.
Okay. But y'all have all y'all own personal beats though, right?
Yeah, I'm not at the studio right now, man, or I would.
Ah, okay, okay. So, okay. Thought you might ask.
So lunch table with it.
What's up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. On the show, yeah, and we talking Rich Dreams. Chilling with them boys, getting big streams, getting paper. Mm. Yeah, we some rich kings. Do it big. Yeah, I got some big dreams. Yeah, now we got to chase the paper. I ain't never had time for a hater. RIP Kobe, played for the Lakers. Always been the real deal, never faker. Go left, then I might take her. Ankle breaker. Watch y'all make me shake you. Shake and bake you. That's all I got for you.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, Big Smoke, what you got, man? If I beat mine, it's gonna stay way too much. Yeah.
Okay. Always going to freestyle, but this style ain't free. If you didn't know, it's Polo 3 and Richie Dreams. Busting out the scenes, all about the cream, like I'm Wu-Tang. You know I swing and bang. All through the lanes, I be up and down the highways. And you really know that I gotta do it my way. Call me Big Frank. I'm rolling in a tank. And you already know that I blow on that stain, mix it with the dank. And you already know I come through and then I quake, just like the earth, been killing since birth. And if you didn't know, I know my worth. That's them M's. Yes, I'm him, coming always, and you know I'm to the brim. Fill it all up, come. You know?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, man, that was pretty dope, man. I ain't gonna lie, Rod. It felt like you was kind of like falling off a little bit, but then it was like you were. But when I probably was just
when I really get into my bag, y'all gonna see that's kind of just like how my style is.
That's the style. I felt like that was the style, though. I feel like that's what I'm saying. I feel like you, it was purposely.
Yeah, I really got some different stuff, man. I just need to get to where I can really just hit y'all with it. To where I get more and more, more recognition, and people get more familiar with the sound.
Right. So that was the next thing. That's actually the next thing I was going to ask both of y'all, man. So what's that process trying to find your sound? Like you say, like
still going through it for me.
It's crazy because like you find the sound, but for me, man, like it was just really just experimenting, man. Like trying different types of beats and different types of cadence and different type of melodies. And I don't know, like, cause some people, you know, they get in the studio and they try to sound like, you know, Young Boy or Lucha or whoever, you know, so whoever they look up to, which, you know what I'm saying, that's you gonna do, that's cool. But if you're trying to sound like somebody, like I done made a whole song where I listen to it and I go, oh, I sound like such and such. And I just delete the whole song. Right. Like, so to me, it's about, you know what I'm saying, finding your own little uniqueness to making the music. And when I said, like, when I kind of found mine, you know, and I just kind of listened to it, and then you will start to hear, you know, you'll have certain cadences and certain patterns after a while, and you'll be like, oh, okay, like that's my style, that's my flow, you know, and then it'll kind of go from there. Right. And that was my process, really just trying stuff. But with that, I'm still always evolving. So I'm always trying something new, like, always trying to find some way to push myself. Because at the end of the day, when people listen to music, yeah, they want you to have a sound, but they want it to be different. Like, they don't want every time you put on a song, you put out a 12-song tape and 11 out of the 12 songs sound the same. It's just the beat different. It, you know, so that's boring to listen to. But if you got 12 songs and they all got different sounds, and then, you know, different people to gravitate towards it. That's how I feel like you reach more people too. Because if you get too stuck in one side,
so you're saying you rather take the route of let me mix in a lot of different sounds and flows and all of that versus having, at least at the beginning, having a certain sound that people can latch on to. You saying you rather take the, you know, mixing it up.
And that's just me. Because I like
No.
I like that different. But like I said, everybody work different. But I feel like people like hearing a little bit of different. Like, yeah, they want to hear your signature sounds, but they want to switch. Like, we all heard our favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying? Get out of they normal, you know, whatever, get that bag. But okay, oh yeah, I ain't know you was doing it like that. So, you know, it's just always good to give people that, you know, but staying true to you, you know, I just like to keep it me, you know.
Yeah. No, I think that's a unique way, a unique approach, because most people, like I said, most people take the route of, okay, we're gonna build off of this sound. Right. Like, we're gonna keep this same sound and we're gonna build off of that. And once we, you know, blow and get to a certain level, then we can try some new shit. I think that's a unique and, you know, it's a road less traveled, you know, from what I see, you know, in the music game or whatever. But what about you, Rod? What you want to do it like first, or you kind of like trying to find that particular sound that you want to kind of rock?
My thing is, I want to kind of be one of those artists that does a lot of imagery. Somewhat of it maybe even sounds like a little bit of like made up stuff. Like, I don't know.
You want to paint a picture?
Basically. But it's like, I feel like how you mentioned Eminem earlier. I feel like Eminem is like one of the only few artists that gets to say stuff that's just kind of crazy and off the wall. But it's like, oh, he can do that because he's Eminem. And he don't get no flack for it. But it's just like how you see with Young Thug right now, how he dealing with a trial behind his bars. And it's just like, I'm looking for, where's the disconnect? Like, if you listen to old school Eminem, he talking about ripping people apart with chainsaws and everything else. So I want to be able to kind of create that same type of vibe, not particularly with killing or whatever, but just be able to talk about crazy stuff.
I would hope not.
But just be able to give people just a different vibe other than the same, okay, all I do is fuck bitches, get money, sell drugs. But like, I got this song called Blue Lagoon that I done wrote, and it's just, it's kind of like even a more of an upbeat song instead of rap. It's like, I get you just a little bit. I've been trapping all night in the Blue Lagoon. I've been trapping all night in the Blue Lagoon, going out the top in the Blue Lagoon. I know I'm ready every night, Blue Lagoon. Yeah, it's got like a little old school vibe to it, but I'll give it to y'all. I'll give y'all a little snippet once I get it actually.
We're about to drop that on. About to drop it on one of the upcoming shows, man, and you know, promote it.
But I ain't gonna lie, if I do drop something to where it's like it take off and pop off, I'm gonna definitely follow that, because I feel like that's what you gotta kind of do anyway. Once you get something that people do flock to, you gotta kind of, you know, give to get the people what they want.
No doubt, for sure. Hell yeah, man. So again, we got Smoke Dawg and Sci-Fi. They got the showcase this Friday, 7 p.m., right?
7 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Cash Bash 2, motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'll be there. What's the actual location of it, Sci-Fi?
Let me get that right now, man. So I'll lie to the people. It's in Dallas off of Shiloh Road. Address is 12035 Shiloh Road, Dallas, Texas. 12035 Shiloh Road, Dallas, Texas, at the bottom of the little flyer.
Okay. What is it? What is it? 12:35? 12:35 Shiloh Road, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Remember that pop up Friday. Show some love. 12:035. That's my fault. 12-0-35, Shallow Road, Dallas, Texas, this Friday, 7 p.m. Come rock with Smoke Dog, Sci-Fi. What's the other ones? Give me some names.
Eddie Hung, Guap Lord D.
There you
go. Ambition Deficiency, yep. Never, okay. Black Smurf, and off. More. Oh, yeah. Right.
We're gonna have the gang up in there, man.
And I see. G Phase was left off the list. I'm just trying to
Cash Bash 3.
Cash Bash 3. I gotta wait to the third one.
Cash Bash 3.
I gotta wait to the third one. All right. Well, it's all good. It's
hey,
all
I got
good.
That
way we get you no time. You know, in the studio, man.
Hey, boy, you know I told you leave me an open 16 on that stage Friday, boy. I'm gonna hop up there on them, man.
I'm gonna bring you on my set, man. Come on, I got you. Let's go.
Hey, look. This is David Ruffin.
And these are your artists.
Or the Cash Bashers. Nah, look, whatever. Hey, nah, man. But shout out to y'all boys, man. Y'all keep doing it for sure, man. Keep going, keep learning, keep evolving, man. But let's get into something a little bit lighter, man. Before we dip out, let's talk about these sports, man. Let's talk about the free agency. Y'all, if y'all want to talk a little football, we can do that too. But let's start off with basketball, man. How y'all like this free agency so far?
A lot of moves, man. I'm all for brothers getting that bag, man. Hey, anytime brothers out there getting that bag, man, I support it. I salute it.
Yeah.
No doubt. So how you feel about Dylan Brooks getting 4 years for $80 million? How you feel about that?
Hey, man.
You think,
hey, I'm with it, man. Hey, I'm with it, man. Shout out my boy, man. He got paid.
You think he worth that? You think he worth that?
Hey, man, I ain't paying him, so shit, it don't matter. Hey.
There you go. Houston, man, I come down there and sit on the bench. Hey. You throw me $2 or $3 million, man. That's how, come on, man. But now, man, he's throwing that money out. You know, gave Van Vliet.
Five years,
132. Mm-hmm. So they throwing it out. And I think he went and got Dylan Brooks, like I was saying in pre-production. I think he went and got Dylan Brooks. I think that was definitely from E-May. I think he's E-May's type of guy that he liked to, you know, have on his squad. You know, tough dude, you know, defensive-minded. You know, he didn't play well against the Lakers after he said, talked a little trash, but I don't take him as a player that fold under pressure. I just think he bit off a little more than he can chew with, you know, with the second best player to ever do it, you know.
Third.
Well, hey, that's, you know, that's what he said, right? I ain't say that. I said second. But I think he a decent player, man. He decent. Man, Jeremy Grant got 160. 5 years, 160.
Where has he been there with the Raptors?
He was in Portland last year. He was in Portland last year. A few years before he was in Detroit.
And he's staying with Portland for that?
Hell yeah, he's gonna stay with him for that.
That's good. I just want to make sure where he was. That's fine.
Now look, man, Lillard talking like he trying to go
elsewhere,
somewhere, man.
Elsewhere, man. I don't blame that man, man. Let that man go. Let my people go.
For real,
man.
What we think about Phoenix though, man? With the new addition, bro. About to get you off, man.
They still don't have a bench. Yeah. You know, do they have a point guard yet? They gonna let Book play point guard? No, that's a real question. I really don't like who. Campaign.
That's what I say.
But he the bench guy. Yeah. So who you? So.
That's a conundrum right there. They got to figure that out.
Yes, it is. So they signed Eric Gordon. Oh. Okay. Well, I mean that's another. That's decent. Well, I guess to make the bench stronger.
That's decent.
They need to get him a PG though, man. I don't know how that's gonna run with Brooks at the point.
So where does Lillard go? Is he going to the Heat, we think? Or like
I think he wants to.
Yeah.
That'd be a decent move.
I think that at the top of
I saw Duncan and what's your boy Tyler Hero? He would probably, they would, them would probably be some of the
ones. Yeah, you got to send them. You got to send them. And I send Kyle Lowry. I give him 3 or 4 draft picks for Lillard.
Yep. I think that's well worth it for sure.
Sure would. I sure would send all that for Lillard. Sure would. But I honestly would like to see him go there, though, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I would like to see him go to the Heat. Yeah.
Man. So that would that would definitely make them super formidable.
Yeah.
Do we think Jimmy just ran out of gas, man? Like, or did he just needed that second player to help him out?
Both. Talking about this past postseason?
A little bit of both, I feel like, man. Me personally. Cause I mean, really, he was carrying them with all the injuries and stuff, man, that they really had. Like, for them to really make it as far as they did, you know, and beating who they, you know what I'm saying, the way they kind of did it. I mean, at some point, you know, he needed a little bit, you know, and
yeah.
Get tired.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean,
but now, man, I think it was more so them injuries. Like, as far as his play. But I think even if he was, like, totally healthy or as healthy as he could be after playing about, 90 to 100 games, they just still didn't have enough for the Nuggets, bro. Yeah, he could have been as healthy as he could have been, you know what I'm saying, as possible. But the Nuggets, it was just their year. And I think, again, I think why Lillard would help so much with them is because – you know, they have problems scoring. Mm-hmm. They don't have like a bona fide bucket get. Like Jimmy can do it, but I think that ain't
his
mode. Like, Bam is just ticking. Yeah, and like Lillard can do it effortlessly. Like he shoot 25, 30 footers, and he gets you, take you to the rim. He go to the line. He's shooting about probably 85%+ from. Like he can get it. He can get it done. One of the best scorers in the league, you know. So, I would give up Duncan Robinson, Hero, Kyle Lowry, how many other picks they want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Nuggets, how they've been too much for people, you know. See the Lake Show made a few moves trying to prepare, trying to get ready, man. Got Gabe Vincent, one of them old undrafteds. Oh, Cam Reddish. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Cam, nice though. I like Cam. I think Cam. I feel like he's never been in like a good situation, in my opinion. Because with Atlanta, he was behind the DeAndre Hunter dude, right?
Basically,
he was behind him. He go to New York. You know, they got a lot of wings and guards and shit. I don't know how much of a chance he's gonna get to do anything with LA, but. I like that Hachimura, like he came over there and he had like a great year, you know, great second half. So I don't know. Y'all might pull the best out.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
He just, I don't know. He seems like one of those guys that kind of needs, because the last time I seen him perform really well is in college. And it just seems like he needs to.
Who did he play for? Kentucky?
He was on the Duke team, wasn't he, with Zion in him, I believe.
Right, Zion and RJ Barrett.
It seems like he kind of needs to be in that front running situation for him to really perform, like talking about. So we'll see. I just don't want him to get out there and clam up, because you know sometimes guys when they win LeBron, they just don't play to like what seems to be their full ability. It's like they got some type of cap on them or something. It's like, dude, just go out there and be you. Got Jackson.
You niggas take any opportunity y'all can, man. Y'all take you niggas silent. These niggas take any slither of opportunity to make LeBron's case.
Throw him in there, man.
For whatever reason, man. Come on,
I was just looking off the
observer. Y'all on the team with LeBron, niggas just like they just freeze up. Out of the
That's how it is, man. You're on the court with greatness, huh, man? Hey.
Man, come on, bro.
Hey, state the facts, man. Okay. Jackson Hayes, big center from New Orleans.
Athletic dude. Y'all still need a big.
Yeah, like though. A legit big. You're right.
I need a big. Y'all need to be putting all your chips. Honestly, bro, I thought about this the other day.
Let me see if you think what I was thinking. Said,
now, listen. You need Brook Lopez.
Oh, wow. You need Brook Lopez. That was a different direction, but you got a point.
Because what other big they people been talking about Dwight?
That's what I was going to say. You need to go back and try to put that boy.
I don't think they're gonna do it again, bro. I just don't believe they're gonna do it again. Now it would be a great. I think if he's still rebound the defense.
Yeah.
He resigned. Did he resign to the Bucks? That was the producer say resign. So he must have. Yeah. Mm. 2 years, $48 million. That's what's up. Get your money. Yeah, that's a good, nice little bag. But so now, but before we knew that, I was going to say, I go all in on trying to get Brook. I had to let, and even if that means I got to let Reeves walk. Mm. I'm just saying, you got Bron and AD. No, you know, you did add Cam Reddish, Hachimura. With Reeves gone, you could open him up some. You got the big man down low. So that's kind of what I'm thinking like. But look like they should be able to sign him. I hope for their sake, y'all's sake, that y'all can sign Reeves.
I'm sure they can work something out, man.
Yeah.
He really seemed like
you said Reeves. Mm-hmm. I think they did, if I ain't mistaken.
They did. I hadn't checked on it today. I hadn't seen anything today.
They got like 56 mil or something, if I ain't mistaken, man.
He sold himself short like that.
I mean, he scored a couple buckets.
We think Kyrie for real staying, man, or he doing his normal Kyrie thing, man, where he resigned and then 4 weeks into the season, he'd be like, you know what? I don't even want to be here no more, man. You know how Kyrie be.
Man. I don't know, man. He resigned with him, but I don't know, man. I don't think that shit gonna work though.
You know how he be, man. Hey, he'd be happy for a little minute, and then he'd be like, all right, man.
And I ain't even talking about that, though, bro. I'm talking, like, just their game. Well, they only played, what, like, maybe 15 games together last year?
Something like that.
I mean, Luka.
Maybe yeah, like more.
Not many. Not even 20. Yeah, so, I mean, we got to give them a fair shot to see if they can actually gel together. They get a whole training camp this year together. You know, and they'll get at least a full season. So, you know, we'll see. But it's just they don't really their styles don't go together, man. Well, they kind of the same. They kind of ball dominant. They not really doing much off the ball. They're both like that. So I'm just looking at like their games don't really complement each other too well. Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting to see how that whole situation works out with old Dallas.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Just in some random news that I saw in sports, a Tennessee school, HBCU, has acquired their first hockey team. How you like that?
Tennessee might be Tennessee State.
Yeah, the Tigers. Right. How you like them, Apple? Okay.
It seemed like all them HBCU schools be named Tigers, bro.
Nah, for real.
That's the one they get. Gremlin.
Hey,
everybody,
Jackson State. Everybody,
boy. Jackson State, Gremlin. Not this school. Probably some old. Right. Like, man, they get that's the team logo for HBCUs, man. I ain't lying.
And some type of cat.
Niggas like Tigers, though.
Huh? Tiger, Jaguar, Lion, some type of cat.
Yeah. Something like that, man. Animals?
Our ancestors was up in Egypt, man, with the pyramids and the Sphinx and stuff, and all the cats, man. That's what it was.
Yeah, man. Gotta go back to the roots. Nah, man, that's crazy right there, though. But nah, I guess so, man. And Tennessee, a hockey team? I was surprised to hear that Dallas had a hockey team.
Yeah, man, the Stars.
How does this be up?
That's right.
But you know, normally hockey teams are like cold weather cities.
Nah, it's real. New York, you know, up Canada, North. All that shit.
But the Stars actually pretty good. I think they was in the offs this year, if I'm not mistaken.
They were. Yeah, they were.
I give it to them, man. I could never Like, I could barely even, like, skating ring skate on four wheels. So I know damn well on that little bitty blade. Ain't no way.
What? Nigga, I couldn't inline skate too good, or I couldn't just regular skate too good. Neither one. No, I ain't doing nothing on no goddamn razor blade, nigga.
Crazy. Shit.
And them niggas be skating their ass off.
Hey, forwards, backwards, hit that little bit of ass puck. I'd be like, bro, you tripping.
And then they be damn wrestling out there. That's the crazy part, too.
Man, you know what's even more incredible? Like, the ice skaters, nigga. They got to do all the twists and shit and land. Shit,
I'm talking about the team people that you, how you catch, you catching a chick on 1 foot and then, like, lift it. Boy.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. Wild.
Yeah, man, that's different right there.
Y'all hear about LSU?
Something that Les Miles did, right?
Recruit,
nah, that's
what happened.
They're supposed to be like a
playing ineligible players.
You're supposed to be like on a little probation for all the LSU sports. Yeah.
Man, and we was having a good year this year. Man, we was having a good year this year. Baseball team won. The girls' basketball team won.
I think girls gonna be crazy next year too. That's
gonna be
I think the number one recruit, if I'm not mistaken.
They got the number one recruiting class.
And they had like a five transfer. That little transfer girl they got. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they did get the number one recruit.
But yeah, they loaded up.
Man, no doubt. Flajay, this your invitation for Cash Bash 3, man, for real.
Yo, Flajay, come and mess with him, man. On the third one next year. Hell yeah. Nah, that'll be lit right there. Yeah, y'all gonna have to go. Y'all have to get a nice size venue. Shit. Hell yeah.
Hey, that's what we trying to do. We trying to go up.
Hey, Cash Bash 3, ain't no telling who gonna be in there.
Gotta go up, man.
Gotta go up, keep it moving, man.
We might have G Faze headlining Cash Bash 3, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
That's what I'm trying to say.
We have to get AT&T Stadium for that one, bro.
Man, God, for your mind.
AT&T, two of them. Two of them. Yeah. Nah, man. But shit, yeah, bro. What's going on with the NFL, man? Any moves in the NFL with the free agency over there?
Lately, I ain't heard anything.
I mean, I ain't heard
anything either.
They've been quiet.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything either. I see that
Tom Brady's still retired, huh?
Yes, okay. He is. For now. Yeah. I don't think he's gonna come
back. That's all I really care about. Keep his ass out the NFC, man. Leave my Saints alone.
The Patriots just signed somebody. I'm trying to see because they was thinking about signing D Hop, but they signed another, I think, receiver.
Okay.
Receiver or running back, something. I'm just like, man, who gonna pick D Hop up, man?
That's what the real thing is. We need to see about that.
I think they want him to take like a big pay cut. I think that's the deal. Really? That's what I think. And I think he's just like reluctant to do that. Like, yeah, damn.
I know we are all Saints guys up here, so let's try not to be biased. Who we think have kind of a breakout season this year, man?
A breakout season?
Who we think might have a little something going.
Well, I would love Derek Carr to have one, but you know, we say we can't be biased. But let me see.
Look at this guy. Look at the producer giving us the shades for the Jets, man.
Dude, that's A-Rod. We already know who he is. How you gonna break out?
Does he make them a playoff caliber team?
I think he capable of sure. I think that
depends
was
right which there. One like they get. Yeah. Which A-Rod show up?
Yeah, I think he can. Yeah, I think they'll make it.
This might be the resurgent year, man.
Because they got a pretty damn good defense over there. So, and he got
yeah.
a
couple They got like one of the better defenses they had in a long time.
For sure. Yeah, this back to probably like back to those Revis right. days. I ain't probably gonna say like that, but you know they getting known for defense again.
Okay. This could be. Yeah.
We think Michael Thomas playing this year, man, or what's up?
I told Rod, I say, man, that nigga can just give us 10 games, man. Bro. I'd be all right with that. I'd be all right with that. If he can give us at least 10.
10 good ones, though.
10 good ones. I have no doubt he can perform when he's in there. If he not hurt, I have no doubt he can perform. But it's just if he going to be, you know, injured or not. So, I don't know, man. But I'm excited to see our offense, though.
For real. All three of the running backs, man. That's nice. We ain't had three, you know, so at least two. Cause I like Jamal Williams, man, and you know.
What other one we got?
We just got the little dude out of TCU, man. I feel like he's gonna be pretty decent.
Okay.
Miller, the 33, the one who was, you know what I'm saying, toting it for him.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Man. So you know what I'm saying? It should be It just depends on how line hold up, man, you know. But I think we'll made a couple of moves, but
I think the line will be all right. I just want, like, I don't like our offensive coordinator, bro. I don't like Pete.
Hey,
I don't like Pete, man. Yeah. I don't like Pete.
I said, let's give him a chance, man. Cause
we did last year. Gave him a chance.
Hey, man, I feel like, hey, he's here now. Ain't nothing we can do about it at this point, man.
We can do something about it. We can do something. It's always something that can be done. Hey,
you know if we ask our boy John, he say scrap him.
Get him out of here. I ain't gonna lie, I'm with him on that. Man, I get this dude to the halfway point of the year.
Yeah, man. Nothing more than that, man. Nothing more than that.
Because
we got all the weapons now, man. So now it really ain't no excuse, man.
Yeah, we got, what'd you say? We got two for sure. Good ass running backs. We'll see what the rookie.
Yeah, no, but two for sure. Good running backs.
I feel like we got a better quarterback than we've had the last couple of years. You know, hopefully Mike can be healthy. We got Olave. I like Shaheed.
I like and Juwan Johnson, man. Don't forget about Juwan.
He'll come in, make a couple plays. Still got Taysom. You know, he do his thing. Didn't we draft? No. We didn't draft. We got the tight end from. I think he might have been their backup.
The Raiders?
From the Raiders. Marino?
Is he going to play? I know he had, like, cancer or something, man.
No, he back. He back. We signed him.
Yeah, no, he saw you. So he cleared and everything?
Yeah, I think he got cleared. Yeah. So, you know, we got better, like, at least right on paper, I think. But we'll see. We got a favorable schedule, too.
I got to see how the defense is, man, you know, because our D-line took a hit. Everybody went to Atlanta.
We lose a D lineman every year.
Not like this.
No, I'm talking about we lost. We be losing like a big, like we lost. What lost last year? We lose Rankins. Who else we lost last year?
That was really about it. I think him and maybe Roach, but.
I think Roach still on the squad. Roach still on there. But this year we lose Davenport and who?
Man, Davenport, I don't really count that as a loss, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. He ain't really playing nothing except be hurt.
He had a big season last year, though. He finally played a few games last year. That nigga there, man. But I think we'll be all right, though. I think we'll be all right. Yeah, I believe we'll be all right. That's the one thing we've been able to count. Then we'd be able to count on some defense.
This is one of the headlines I'm looking at on ESPN talking about Sierra baby daddy. Would this be the year he bounced back, or is he
Russell? That's a good one. A bounce back year for sure. I think he'll be because Sean Payton gonna put him in good position, bro.
It's true.
Sean gonna put him in good position. You see what Sean did with Bridgewater? Got him paid. Got him a $60 million contract. You know, he made Taysom Hill. He was, what, 3-1 when Sean was there and he was starting? You know, he had a winning record with Taysom Hill.
Quarterback.
Right. Even Jameis. What, Jameis was like 5-2 when Jameis went out?
Five, when
he got hurt, you know, they didn't give him a shot last year. Like, they just didn't give him a shot. Like, and I ain't like that. I ain't like that. You name the man that started at the beginning of the year, he get hurt, he get well, you at least give him a chance to
show you what he can do, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if quarterback ain't winning games.
Ain't like we was winning. You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, when Teddy took over, you know what I'm saying, for Drew, we was undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then Drew came back in, which, I granted, he was a starter, so I get that. But boys was winning. You know what I'm saying? Drew Brees. Here, we wasn't winning no game. Like,
we wasn't even winning, bro. We wasn't even winning. I'm trying to see what them boys were seeing in there.
Right. I could see if he was going Cooper Rush, but he wasn't going Cooper Rush.
Right. Exactly. And James was 1-2. I see if he was, like, 0-3, you know what I'm saying? He was 1-2. You know? But yeah, man. We'll see though. We'll see.
It's gonna be lit though, man. This was good right here. I'm glad we got to do this, man. Got to kind of bring y'all out, man. Give y'all the CEO of the Stack and Save.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I'm honored, man.
No doubt. Appreciate you coming on.
The next event we do, man, you have to get Big Eddie Hahn out here.
Oh, for sure.
Next time you're doing a performance or something.
Eddie Hahn, man. That nigga got Stone Cold Stunner. That was funny.
Ultimate performer, man. Hey,
right.
So, like I say, man, y'all make sure y'all check out Cash Bash 2. That's going to be this coming Friday, July 7th. At 7 p.m., that's when the doors open. Show starts at eight.
I thought it was seven. I've been saying seven this whole time, and you niggas ain't correct.
Nah, man, doors open at seven. Yeah, you good, yeah, man. You know, you got your black people there early, so they be there on time.
Yeah. You sure right. You better tell them early.
Go ahead, file in.
If you want them there right on time, tell them early.
Straight up. See, man, appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all follow the Now Legacy Network. Make sure y'all tune in every Friday. Actually, this week is going to be special because the Cash Bash is Friday, so we're going to drop this to y'all on Thursday. So make sure y'all tune in. Yeah. Coming at y'all early this week. Make sure you follow, of course, RichDreams_apparel. On Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Make sure you're watching or following the Rich Dream Show page. And that's at Rich Dream Show Pod. Newly developed. We're trying to get our followers up, trying to get y'all with some new content. And hey, you can watch us, like I say, every Friday on the live stream on the Now Legacy Works Facebook page, but we're doing Thursday this week. But make sure you listen to us all the time on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts. You can go on FaZe TV, watch our YouTubes. Just make sure you're tuning in. Make sure you're keeping abreast of all that we got going on.
Also, before we get out of here, make sure if you haven't already, copy some of the new Rich Dream shorts. We got them in black, tan and red. Also, tomorrow I will be dropping the new t-shirts. And by the time this episode, by the time this episode is out, the shirts will be on the site. Like, it will be for sale, I promise. But I'll be dropping those tomorrow. Well, it'll be Monday, but like I say, by Thursday they'll be out. But check us out. Check out the Instagram. Check out the Etsy shop. You know, see if there's something there you like from the new merch, and you know, support black business. That's always a good thing.
You gotta hit them with the tag, man.
Black business. Yeah. Support black business. Yeah.
Already.
Oh, and follow the Instagram page at Stack and Save, not Stack and Save. Stack and Save Studios.
Like how you used to text back on that phone when it was T9, the T9 text mode. You were trying to start up words and stuff like that. I never could get that T9 shit, bro.
You wouldn't own it, man?
Oh, man, I couldn't
do
it.
You had to wait till 9, go ahead and call him up, huh?
No, the
T9. Nah, that's what I was saying. You couldn't text him like that. You had to wait till 9, huh?
The premium.
No, bro, it's a text mode. You remember that shit?
I never, yeah, bro.
Come on, man. Because y'all making me seem like the old nigga right now.
I'm saying you couldn't text him like that, so you had to wait to call him.
You can switch it. I used to try to do that shit.
Is we doing a low key 90s 2000 segment? T9 and on the text? Oh,
that's definitely mid 2000s. Straight right up.
T9s, Razors, Sidekicks.
Yeah. Oh, Razors. Oh my God. That's like the best. Man, that had been the iPhone.
Yeah, the Razor was definitely the iPhone.
You had the BlackBerry. You had like Palm Trios. You had what other phones popping around that time? The little Nokia flips were popping. They had the different colors and shit. But that Razor,
hey, you was different. You had the Razor. Hey,
you was different if you had that Razor, boy. I had
a solid gold joint, bro.
You had a gold
ring?
Oh, man. I ain't gonna lie. I stole my cousin's, nigga. My shit was hot pink.
He said I stole my cousin's.
My shit was hot pink. Dang,
bro.
I never had one.
This is how I was hurt, though. I had it for probably about a month, and then it got broke, bro. You know that was flimsy. Me and my partner was playing, you know, roughhousing, whatever.
He say roughhousing. Nah, man. But those phones were way more durable than these today, though.
It was trash. I remember they came out with the Crazer after the Razor. I don't know what they were thinking about
Yeah. I remember them. They had the Droids. You remember the Droids, like the black phone?
Yeah, every time that little message come in.
Droid. Right. Wasn't it like a little green thing or something like that? Man.
That's all the Samsung people. That's all they still is. They still them Droid folk.
Windows and shit, huh? No, that's like with the... Android company...
They basically Samsung, I believe. If I'm not mistaken.
Samsung now. They merged. Okay.
And then Windows got their own shit. Google got their own phone. Those are people that really think they better than everybody else.
Right, they really do.
Because you're really the only person with the damn phone. So I don't know who you talking to.
Right. Yeah, y'all the only. You probably, for every 30 niggas, you might have one window. Right. Everybody else got the Samsungs, though, you know? But I like them Blackberries too, though. I ain't gonna fake. I like them Blackberry. I had the bold.
Ooh.
Blackberry bold.
I ain't never had a Blackberry, man.
You never had a Blackberry?
The little joint you could scroll.
Yeah, it had the ball. It had the ball on there. It was one of the bigger Blackberries, though, that they made. It had like a leather back and chrome around the edges. Yeah, it was nice. It was
in your professional hoeing days, huh? Man, they had the big business phone for the hoes, boy.
I tell you, boy. Lord help me. Nah, man. They I ain't gonna lie. I like that BlackBerry though, man.
I like that BlackBerry.
Yeah. That was a popping one too, though. Mm-hmm. It was probably right behind the Razor, I'd say.
Yeah.
But then it lasted a little longer than the Razor, though.
Nah, that was like one of the first, I think, like legit, like you could do stuff that you couldn't really do on other phones.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Had a decent internet, like as far as the landscape on your phone, it was pretty decent. Yep. I remember getting on the web on that phone. That's what they call it, the web. Yeah. Nah, for sure.
Razor internet wasn't really good for nothing but games.
Games and ringtones, G.
Ringtones, nigga. I was just gonna say that. Soulja Boy, tell them, man.
The ringtone era was wild. The callback tone, ringback tone era was wild and shit.
Oh, man.
You sitting there listening to a whole song and just answer your phone.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I called some people just to hit a ringback tone. They answered. Hit a call. They answered. I'm like, nah, hang up. I'm about to call.
Hang up, man. I wasn't done. Text them first, hey, cuz just let it go to voicemail. I'm trying to hear that song. Nah, I remember that though. That's crazy. This is what this is like 07, 08.
Oh, yeah.
08, 09.
Yeah, like 07 to 09, like that little old.
Like that. Rick,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little.
Nah, that was a time, man. That was a time, bro. That was a time right there, the mid to late 2000s for sure.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That was the time. Shit.
I think we done got it in one more time, man.
Yo.
Like you say, man, make sure y'all tap into the Cash Bash on the 7th, 7 p.m. Get the address back up there one more time.
12035 Shiloh Road, 12035 Shiloh Road, Dallas, Texas.
Straight up. Appreciate y'all for tuning in once again. Hey, man, just make sure you keep chasing your dreams, because if you slow down, they'll outrun you. That wasn't a good one there.
That wasn't a good one. I knew you was finna goof it out.
Yeah, boy, started strong, man. Hey.
Hey,
man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. I am one of your co-hosts, Spoke Dog, with my boy G, my man Sci-Fi. For the Stack and Save Studios, this is Rich Dreams Apparel on the Rich Dreams Show, presented by the Now Legacy Network. Keep dreaming. Peace.
Yes, sir.